And on 13, 12, 16, I want to know, is there anywhere in our region that springs to mind when you think of a dangerous road or intersection? One local mum has put a petition together to get the school crossing changed at Mackay State High School. So I thought, what other dangerous roads and intersections are there that we should all kind of be aware of, so that when we are driving around these areas, we know to be a bit cautious? I know that there is one on Victoria Street here, just near the Austral. I think I've probably seen about 3 or 4 accidents happen there. It's so dangerous. I feel like they need to put an extra roundabout or some traffic lights or something in there. But if there's anywhere that springs to mind, give me a call on 13 12 16. I've got Cooper. Cooper, is there anywhere that comes to mind when you think of a dangerous road or intersection in our region?
Yeah, the corner of Palmer and Grundon Street there.
Okay. Is it an intersection? Does not come to mind.
Yeah, no, that's just an intersection there.
Yeah, does it have lights on it, or is it needs lights? Is that what you're saying?
No, I reckon it needs lights or better signs or...
Yep.
Yeah, it needs some work done there. I've got cleaned up there on my motorbike not too long ago.
Oh, really? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
Destroyed my motorbike and the other car, though.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. All right. So what was that one? That was Grendon...
and Palmer Street.
Grendon and Palmer Street. All right. Writing it down. Thanks for your call, mate.
Okay. All good. Have a good one, eh?
You too. See ya. Do you know of any dangerous roads or intersections in our region?
Sure do. There's this... I'm not sure if you are aware of it, but at Mount Pleasant, there's like a roundabout that you can sort of zip out on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And everyone stops, and then there's people like cutting lanes, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, because you don't have to stop, and then when people do stop, you're expecting them to go. You can almost like go up the back of them sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's always like this, I think a lot of people say on Facebook that, you know, it's really dangerous there, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. No, that's not a good one. Something needs to change there.
Definitely. Lights, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks for your call. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Teddy, do you know of any dangerous intersections or roads in our region?
Yeah, I do. The intersection of Broadsound Road on Boundary Road, where you turn into Woolworth and Uralee.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, because they've got the two turning lanes there, don't they?
They do.
And then, so, yeah.
The major thing is a lot of cars and trucks catching the yellow light, slamming on their brakes. The day I moved into the house, there was a car crash. There's always plenty of those.
On that corner, yeah. I suppose I don't go down there too much, but yeah, I think the double lane kind of causes a bit of drama as well, because then you're going from a double lane and then you're going straight into a roundabout.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's definitely one to watch out for. All right, thanks for your call, Teddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark, do you know of any dangerous intersections around town?
Yeah, with that, I don't think that intersections are dangerous. I think that people on the mobile phones are the danger.
Well, yeah, that doesn't help, does it? Yeah, you definitely can't be on your mobile phone.
No, that's what causes them, because they're not looking at the intersection. They're looking at what their phone's doing.
Yeah, no, that's true. You got to stay off your phone. Thanks for your call, Mark.
No worries.
Bye. Del, what is a dangerous road or intersection that you know of around town?
Oh, definitely the intersection of Tennyson Street and Victoria Street.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one near the Austral?
No. Oh. Well, that one too, but it's up the other end of Victoria Street where the Caltech cab rank is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, yes, I have almost got into an accident on that one.
Yeah, it's definitely dangerous. And I think the percent of car parking down Victoria Street towards the Austral blocks a lot of people's views when they're trying to cut across.
Yeah, it doesn't help. And with that one at Caltech as well, it is those people that are trying to go across, you know, cross over to the other side, because it's like there's the street directly across and they're trying to do the same thing as well. It's just a nightmare, yeah, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely one to watch out for. Thanks for your call, Del.
Thank you.